2023. I'm Carl Trautman, your host. Thanks for joining me. A better life and a map. That's what I'll be talking about today. The OECD, our Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, recently released an index which is fascinating and I think important. It is called Your Better Life Index. Profiles were done on Russia, Brazil, and the 34 OECD countries. Data was compiled on the quality of life and material living conditions. In particular, there are 11 topics looked at: jobs, income, housing, environment, education, community, work-life balance, safety, life satisfaction, health, and civic engagement. So, what are the top 10 countries? Number 10, the United Kingdom. Number 9, Iceland. Number 8, the Netherlands. Number 7, Denmark. Number 6, the United States. Number 5, Switzerland. Number 4, Norway. Number 3, Canada. Number 2, Sweden. And number 1 is Australia. So let's hear it for Down Under. So what's going right in Australia? Well, here's an excerpt from the OECD. Quote, life expectancy at birth in Australia is 81.5 years, more than 2 years above the OECD average. The level of atmospheric PM10, tiny air pollutant particles small enough to enter and cause damage to the lungs, is 14 micrograms per cubic meter, much lower than OECD average of 22 micrograms per cubic meter. Concerning the public sphere, there is a strong sense of community and high levels of civic participation in Australia. 95% of people believe that they know someone they could rely on in a time of need, higher than the OECD average of 91%. Voter turnout, a measure of public trust in government and of citizens' participation in the political process, was 95% during recent elections. This figure is the highest in the OECD, end quote. Impressive. But it should be noted that voting is compulsory in Australia for state and federal elections. Now, there are things that the United States is doing well, like money and education. Here's an excerpt from the OECD. Quote, the average household earned $37,690 in 2008, much more than the OECD average of $22,284. 89% of adults aged 25 to 64 have earned the equivalent of a high school diploma, higher than the OECD average of 73%, end quote. This is good, but it doesn't mean that Americans can't do better. Finally, what about the Canadians? What's going right up there? Here's an excerpt from the OECD. Quote, Canada is a top-performing country in terms of the quality of its educational system. The average student scored 524 out of 600 in reading ability according to the latest PISA student assessment program. When asked, 78% of people in Canada said they were satisfied with their life, much higher than the OECD of 59%, end quote. So, with all the bad news out there, I think it's important to mention where countries are doing well, at least comparatively. Here's a quote I like. It's from Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Instruction does much, but encouragement everything. Thanks for listening. Missed a past episode of Room 33? They're all there on my website at carltrautman.com. And be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Trautman, and you're in Room 33.